Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie will support, nurture, and inspire you by helping turn your life's passion into your life's work. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel. Now, I'm excited to share another great guest with you today. Patricia LeBlanc is here with us, and I'm going to introduce her in just a moment. You know, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You know, you come from that heart-centered place, and you truly want to make a difference in the world. So perhaps this is you, and that's why you've decided to join us here on the show. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show today. Now, I always want to take a moment to make sure that I thank all of you for spending your valuable time here with us on the show. Time is our most precious asset, and I am very aware of that. So I always want to make sure that the Holistic Entrepreneur shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent, and you're not going to be disappointed today. Now, I always would love to know what you think about the show. So send me a note on BonnieGressel.com or on my Facebook page. If you're listening on your favorite network, please subscribe, leave a review, rate the show. I always want to know what you think so that I can continue to make the show better and better and better for you. Now, I'm going to introduce our guest for today, and then we're going to take a short break, and I'm going to bring Patricia on. So without further ado, let me introduce Patricia LeBlanc. Patricia LeBlanc is a dream maker. She helps female entrepreneurs to get to the next level. Using a holistic approach, she helps them to get out of their own way, become clear in what they truly want, and teaches them how to create the life and the business that they desire. Patricia is an award-winning author, compiler, and publisher. She's an international speaker and trainer, a master energy healer and teacher, and an international manifesting and success strategist. She's the creator of the number one Amazon Canadian best-selling and international best-selling book series called Manifesting a New Life. She's a certified in several modalities, including abundance attraction coaching, law of attraction, master life coaching, Reiki, integrative energy therapy, and theta healing. I am so excited to have Patricia with us on the show today. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to bring Patricia on. So this is Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and we're going to be right back, everyone.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by M&B Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.
Well, welcome, Patricia. I am so excited to have you here today. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to share with us here at The Holistic Entrepreneur.
Thank you so much for having me, Bonnie. I'm really excited because I get to speak with you again after our wonderful summit, and I get to share some of my expertise and knowledge with other people.
Oh, I'm excited too. I always love chatting with you, and you have so much to share. You know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story, right? Would you share with us a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to who you are and what you do today?
Perfect. Thank you, Bonnie. I would love to share a bit about my story because obviously our bios, it's limited space, right?
Right.
So for me, I grew up, so I'm from Canada. So I grew up on the East Coast in a province called New Brunswick. So it's not the city New Brunswick, New Jersey, because a lot of people think I come from New Jersey, but it's actually the province. So growing up, I always knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. But because I was an introverted and my comfort zone was really small, and of course, fear kicked in and I did what was expected, I did the corporate route. I now know I needed to go through the corporate route, but the longer I was in the corporate world, the more lost that I became. 2004, I was diagnosed with a major clinical depression. I had done several mild ones, but this was really the big one. But it's also a blessing in disguise, because this is where I woke up and realized, what am I doing with my life? I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I've always wanted to help a lot of people. But yet here I am in the corporate world, miserable and lost, because that's not where I was meant to be. So in 2004, like I said, when after I did my major depression, that was the wake-up call that I needed. I started evaluating what is it that I want. And for quite a few years, I wanted to move to Montreal. So I made a big decision after visiting my brother that I would move to Montreal. And Montreal is really where I started discovering who was Patricia, what was my gifts, what was my life mission, because we all have a life purpose in life, but that's really when I start noticing that, wow, I'm meant to play on a larger scale. So it's also where I learned the skills of, like, I became a Reiki master, I start working with energy healing. It's where I also discovered the law of attraction. And it was quite the journey, but when I start, and it was quite an experience also, because, like most of you know, when you start learning something, especially I was very analytical because I worked in investments and all that. So I had the very analytical side. Everything had to be plan A, plan B, plan C. Everything had to be perfect. And the law of attraction is more or less, you just let it go. Ask for what you want and believe it's going to happen and just receive it in a nutshell. So it was quite the struggle to be able to learn the law of attraction principles. But I can tell you, when I learned the principles, when really magic started happening. In 2012, I was in a car accident where I almost died. That was another big wake-up call for me, because at that point, I realized that I had fell back under my old patterns of staying in the corporate world, and I was in a very toxic environment. So then I start learning the skills that I needed to be able to be a business owner. In 2013, I moved to Toronto, and that's where I learned to start taking action, because you can do everything perfect, but if you don't take action, you're not going to get any results. So now I travel between Montreal and Toronto, because Montreal, I need Montreal for my creativity, because being a best-selling author, obviously I have a creative mind. But I also love Toronto because of the energy. So I'm very blessed that I get to do what I love to do. It wasn't an easy journey, but I'm going to highly recommend anybody who's listening today to the podcast, take the time to do your journey. Take the time to do your work and figure out who you are and what you're meant to do, because it's definitely worth it. And if I had to go back, I would do back to work all again. Even though it was a struggle, it was definitely worth it, because now I get to live my life purpose, which is to empower women to get out of their own way and create the life that they truly want, because we are meant to shine our light, and it's time for us to just start showing up and playing fully.
Oh, there's so many things that you said there, Patricia. You know, one is, you know, your purpose and how important it is to sort of know your purpose. And so many people that I talk to, and I don't know about you, but they're like, what's my purpose? I have to figure this out. And in my mind, I think your purpose kind of finds you, because, you know, when you feel good and you're happy, when you're in that bliss zone, right? To me, and that's maybe just my bias, then you're living your purpose. Do you find that people struggle with, you know, figuring that out?
I find a lot of people struggle. And for some people, their life purpose may be just being a mother, stay-at-home wife. Or it could be just having a cupcake shop. Or it could be whatever it is. And a lot of people think that their purpose has to be on a huge scale like Oprah Winfrey. But it's not. And also, when you're living your purpose, you're coming from joy, you're coming from love, and it's natural. You're not doing anything specific just from doing that. But a lot of times also we compare ourselves to other people. Oh, well, so-and-so, that's their life purpose. But mine can't be this because it's too tiny. We all have yeah. different roles. We're all meant to be here in different roles. And stop comparing yourself to other people and just stop trying to figure out. Just discover who you are, what are your gifts and all that, and it will come naturally for you because then you're no longer blocking it. When you're trying to force yourself too much to figure out your life purpose, you're actually blocking it. So just kind of go more with the flow and let it go.
Oh, that is such a good point. And, you know, you mentioned this earlier, the whole letting it go piece, you know, to just, like with the law of attraction, you desire something and you just, you know that it's there and then just let the rest go. To me, and I know I struggle with this from time to time, too, but I think a lot of people struggle with that whole letting it go piece.
And they do, and I do myself, and one of my close friends, she'll keep repeating to me when I get in those moods, because I'll reach out to her. And she's like, you know what? My good friend Patricia keeps saying perfect divine timing, because she'll throw my words back at me, and I love how she does it, right? Because it's like, oh yeah, I'm telling people perfect divine timing, here I am trying to force it, right? But then that will bring me back where I need to go. Just have faith that it's going to happen. And the universe knows exactly how it's supposed to happen. And when you force it, a lot of times you're not going to get it because that's not what the universe has in store for you. Also, sometimes the universe will actually test you to see how bad you want it. Mm-hmm. And when you're trying to force it, you're blocking it. So you're going to fail the test and you're not going to get it. So just let go of the outcome. Let go of the how. Jump in fully. And then everything will all happen the way it's supposed to. And at first, it's not an easy task. Trust me, I've been there, and it wasn't an easy process for you. And I still fall down in there. Like I was saying, my friend keeps saying, like, throwing my words in my face, literally, perfect divine timing. And it's so true. When you're able to just let it go, it helps a lot. But I also find it helps when you're aligned with yourself. So I find nowadays a lot of people don't take time for themselves. They're always busy, 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 busy. You need to stop. You need to schedule some me time every single day. And it could be 5-10 minutes a day, but at least schedule me time. No cell phones, no laptop, no nothing. And once a week, I actually recommend that you shut off your cell phone. Unless, I mean, you're like a surgeon or something or whatever. But shut off your cell phone or don't have it right beside you because it actually drains your energy, as if that gives you the time to recharge. And I find when I'm recharged, it's easier for me to just let it go and have faith because I'm in that actual alignment with myself instead of being like I'm tired or whatever. That's when I need to try to force the whole process because I'm not aligned with myself. So take the time for yourself and it's practice. If you fall down, don't beat yourself up. Just okay. I'm trying to force the process back again. Okay, I'm going to just let it go and get back up and just let it go and continue.
Yeah, exactly. Life shouldn't be so hard. Sometimes we make it hard.
I would say most times we make it hard because our attitude will, I mean, you can see two people going through the same traumatic event. One person will overcome it and one will still be there, poor me, poor me, poor me. It's all about your attitude. And we're not meant to struggle, but a lot of us, because of our upbringing, it could be because of our culture or religion or whatever, we're taught to believe that we need to struggle. And really, we don't need to. But it's all about our attitude. How do we face things?
Oh, that's so true. And we all have, you know, those limiting beliefs. I think it's Mike Dooley. You know, you were talking before about figuring out how things are going to happen instead of just letting it go and know that the universe will provide. Yeah, I think it's Mike Dooley that calls it the cursed hows. Like, how is this going to happen? I love that. And I have to remind myself of that to sort of catch myself because I fall into that trap too. It's like, yeah, but how is this going to work?
And that's our analytical brain that keeps, oh my God, I need to figure everything out. And I mean, I just let it go. And also the universe a lot of times have a better way for us. Do you really want to say no if the universe wants to bring you something better? No, me, I'm like, bring it on. I'm open to receive it. But I wasn't always like that.
You know, let's talk about that receiving piece a little bit because I think that's an issue that so many people and entrepreneurs maybe even more, struggle with, that whole receiving, allowing, the worthiness piece.
It's a really big struggle, and I've been there, and I still have days that I'm like that. a lot of times we don't think that we're worthy of receiving money from clients who we give everything away for free. I used to give everything away for free. Now it's like I do give quality free stuff, and I'll do like interviews, whatever, or I do videos and all that. But we need to start believing, A, that we're worthy of charging. And as long as you're bringing a service, you're not trying to harm the person, that you are worthy of charging for your service. And especially we invest a lot of time, money, energy. We learn a lot of skills. So we are worthy of charging. And also, I'm finding that a lot of us, we're trying to control everything. So you just need to be worthy and receiving. Also, don't be afraid to ask other people for help. In my business, I used to do everything myself, and I can tell you it was a struggle. Now if I need help, I know who to reach out to, and I'm not afraid to ask for help and to accept it, or even for guidance or whatever, but don't try to do everything yourself. And if somebody gives you a compliment, accept it, and don't just say thanks or TY. When I see TY on Facebook, it drives me crazy. Just say thank you. It's a few seconds more, but it's much more powerful than just saying TY or thanks. Say thank you, because it'll be so much more powerful. But just be open to receive, because in order to be able, because you have to have a balance of giving and receiving. You can't just receive and you can't just give, because then you're out of balance. It's to be able to balance it out to give, obviously, but also to be able to receive. And a lot of times people want to give you a compliment, perfect example, and you brush it off. Mm-hmm. You're actually kind of putting the other person down, and you're sometimes, because me, it insults me. It's like, I'm giving you a compliment, and it's genuine, and you can't even take it. Mm-hmm. So just take it and just say thank you. If you're not comfortable at first, just say thank you. And with time, you'll be able to start receiving. But start receiving. It's very important to be able to have a better life and to be able to manifest what you truly want in your life and in your business.
Mm. Oh, so true. You know, because usually you're right. When and I know that you work mostly with women entrepreneurs, and I think women might be especially bad at this, is like they'll receive a compliment and the response will be, oh, this old thing, or I got it on sale, or oh, no. You know, they just poo-poo it. And you're right. That's a kind of a cut down to the person who gave them the compliment.
Yeah, I mean, my aunt used to give me a compliment because I have very beautiful eyes, like they're green with yellow. And I used to, oh, thank you. Well, so do you, because I have like my dad's eyes, and my aunt's got the same color, and she used to get pissed off at me, like, will you just say thank you? And I'd be like, but okay, thank you. And then I go on, and she would literally flipped. Now I understand why, but at the time when I was younger, it's like, why are you getting upset? Like, I said thank you, and I'm giving you a compliment back. She's like, when I compliment you, you're not supposed to compliment me back, right? You can compliment me, but not at the time. And I'm like, oh, okay, now I'm starting to get it. Yeah, she was teaching me. I was too stubborn, but I finally did get it.
So now, when you work with clients, it's primarily female entrepreneurs, to help them to, you know, step into their power and get to that next level. If I was going to send somebody to you or refer somebody to you, what kind of person would that be? I mean, where would they be, like, stuck, or what would that person be like?
I work with different types of people, but basically I work a lot with people who are afraid to start to be visible, because, as you know, being visible can be quite scary. I've gone through that last year where opportunities were coming my way, working with bigger names, and it was like, oh my God, like, and then you move forward and then you hide back. And that's been like a pattern that I've had myself, but I see in a lot of women. They may step up a little bit and then they'll hide back again. So when I work a lot with women who are afraid to show up, who are afraid of being visible, because as women, a lot of us, we were taught that you're okay to be seen but not to be heard. So, or we kind of put everybody else in front of us and we kind of hide behind them. So that's a lot of the females that I work with, and who know that they're meant to play on a bigger role, because it's important to know that we all have a different role. And like I have one client who goes, yeah, but I'm not playing at an international level like you. And that's okay because some people need to play just on a local area. So for me, it's not necessarily you have to be playing on an international level like me, but you have to be ready to do the work because I will get you out of your comfort zone. I will challenge you to get you out of your comfort zone. So if you're not ready or willing to get out of your comfort zone, you're definitely not my ideal client because I will push you out of your comfort zone in a loving way, but I will still do it because in order to grow, in order to get success, you need to get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah. And if we don't do that or have somebody like yourself to help me do this as the example, and this is just maybe it's my bias, but I think the universe, God, whatever your belief system is, just kind of steps in and slaps you upside the head or something happens. You know, you get sick or you have an accident or something to wake you up.
And hopefully it'll wake you up because a lot of times it doesn't. I mean, I had my major depression. It woke me up temporarily. I had a car accident. I almost died. That woke me up quite a few years. Then I was falling back into my old patterns. I was trying to get back to sleep. Well, last year, I mean, I collapsed a few times. I ended up having stomach issues. I landed in the hospital. And then when I got out, that wasn't enough. Like, I was like, okay, I need to start being more balanced because I was just working all the time, which is not good. You need to have really a balanced life. Well, then I hit my head and had a mild concussion. I'm like, okay, if I don't start listening to what the universe is telling me, next time I'm probably going to be dead. So, yeah, listen to the signs. Sadly, a lot of us, we don't listen to signs, and that's why I think it's important to spend time by yourself and to reconnect because you'll be able to see the signs much quicker, and you'll get it, chances are, on the first or second try instead of maybe it's almost too late or it is too late.
Yeah, that reflection time, that meditation, that sort of deep time. You know, I've been meditating for years, and I don't spend a ton of time. It's, you know, usually half an hour or so, or maybe a little bit more sometimes. But anyway, well, this was a few years ago when I had a private practice and as a nurse practitioner, and I had a patient come in for her appointment, and she walks in the door, and the first thing she says, and now this is a really kind of an intuitive person, but the first thing she said was, "You didn't meditate today, did you?" And I said, well, no, I didn't. And because I feel it if I don't take that time, that inner time for me. And other people can tell, too.
Yep, because I had a friend not long ago. I was like, so when's the last time you had even 1 minute of me time? She looked at me. She goes, what do you mean? I'm like, you're all over the place.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I have a challenge. Okay, well, so she walks her kids to school. I'm like, when you come back, there's a practice type of your place. Sit there for 5 minutes and imagine you're being grounded. And she started doing that. And even in a week, I noticed a huge difference. So it doesn't have to be a lot of time, but do take some time to either meditate, get energy healing sessions done on you, spend time in nature, whatever can keep you get grounded because you need it in life to be able, because if you're not aligned with yourself, you're going to struggle a lot. When you're in alignment with yourself, it's a lot less of a struggle. I've learned that lesson last year.
Now, I know that you have, a little bird told me this, I know that you have a new book coming out.
Yes, I do. So I have my second book in my international best-selling book series called Manifesting a New Life coming out on June 21st. So the name of the book is Manifesting a New Life, Your Magical Guide to Attracting the Life That You Want. So in this book, I have 13 experts writing and covering different topics, including money, love, health, business, your spirituality, success, how to create the life that you desire. So it's an amazing book, and I'm really so happy with all of the co-authors that I found because I've really been blessed so far with the most amazing co-authors. Mm-hmm. And with this book, it's a tribute to all women around the world to get out of their own way and to start shining light to the world because it's our time to start creating the magical life that we want in all areas of our life. Because we are very powerful beings. We just need to start, take back our power and create the life that you truly want. Because we are all worthy of living a happy and abundant life, but it all starts within you. So with this book, I have, like I said, there's 14 chapters and there's a variety of topics. So there's topics for everybody. Everybody will needs to get this book because it is really a life-changing book.
Oh, it sounds fabulous. And it comes out June 21st?
Yes, it is. On Amazon, okay. Or you can get it also on manifestinganewlife.com, which will be available on June 21st.
Fabulous. So, you know, I always like to leave our listeners with sort of a takeaway, a golden nugget, if you will. Is there, and maybe it's something we've talked about, but is there something that you would really like our listeners to leave with today? Say they could remember nothing else from the show. What's the one thing you want people to walk away from the show with from today?
Thank you, Bunny. It's actually something we didn't cover, so you need to take action. Anytime the universe or whatever you call your higher power brings you an idea, an opportunity, or a person, start acting on it. Because you won't be able to create the life that you want unless you start taking action. And it can be mini steps every single day. Mini steps are better than just taking one step a month or one step a year. So start taking action every day and watch the magic start happening into your life.
Oh, that's such excellent advice, because I think that's where people sometimes fall short is, you know, they have all these great ideas, but they don't take that next step to take the action. So thank you for sharing that. You know, I know that people are going to want more of you, for sure. So, you know, maybe it's in a free gift that you have to offer. Maybe it's contacting you via your website or finding out more about your services, getting in touch with you, buying your books. Tell us a little bit about how people can do that.
The easiest way to connect with me on all social medias or whatever is through my website at patricialeblancinternational.com. And don't forget to click on the free gift tab, because there I have my ultimate manifesting manifesto ebook, 10 magical steps to transform your life and get what you want, which is free. So take advantage of it while it's still available. And I also have, you could also have the opportunity to sign up for my free manifesting healing long distance group healing, which is held on the last Sunday of every month. So I know not everybody can afford to start working with me or somebody like me. So this is my gift to you to start you on the right path to be able to get, start creating the life that you truly want. And also, if you're interested in learning more about how to work with me, you can just schedule a free consultation under the Work with Patricia tab. And from there, it'll be half an hour. There's no pressure. And it's really to see, is it a perfect fit for both of us? Because I will only take on clients who I know and feel will get results. Because if you don't get any results, to me, I haven't done my job. So, like I said, it's really to see if it's a good fit for both of us, because it's your time to start shining and it's your time to get out of your own way. And I know all about getting out of your own way and shining. So I would be blessed if it's the perfect fit to help you be able to do that.
Oh, those are fabulous resources and gifts to offer people, Patricia. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
You know, there's a saying, and I know I'm going to mess it up, but it's, you know, how we experience what we're really meant to teach kind of thing, or we teach what we need to learn. You know, it's that kind of thing. Do you feel that with the things that happened to you along your path and what you do with clients today is kind of like that?
Yes, it is, because I used to be afraid. I used to be the little introverted girl that the school psychologist told my dad that I would never graduate from high school, or if yes, I wouldn't do very well. And I ended up doing extremely well because I wouldn't talk to him. And here I am now. I'm an international speaker and trainer. I'm being interviewed and all that. So I had to get out of my own way. So, yes, that's what I'm finding. I'm working a lot. My clients are a lot an older version of me, because because I've done the work and I've been there, I'm more able to put myself in their shoes and kind of just see how they are or how they think sometimes without them knowing, and I'm able to guide them in the right direction, because I won't do the work for them, but I will guide them, which I find is important, because a lot of people will just tell you how it is, but we're all unique, so you need, I'm guiding you to get out of your own way. I will push you out of your own way, but I will guide you also to get your answers.
Oh, that sounds fabulous, and I'm glad that you shared that, because, you know, it's, I think that's what happens, I think, with most people, especially coaches or people who do coaching type things, is we really teach what we had to learn, you know, a time ago. And that's how we're able to teach people to be able to communicate with them effectively, to be empathetic, all of those things, because we've been there.
Well, yeah, and we walk our talk, right? How can you help somebody if you don't walk your talk? I mean, and we're evolving. I mean, I had to interview a coach once because I was going to hire her. And I ask this question, so what do you do for personal development? And she's like, I don't need to. I'm like, okay, interview's over.
I don't need to?
Yeah, I'm like, interview's right over. Answer. She's like, I didn't interview you. I'm not hiring you because if you think you know it all, you're not the coach for me. So thank you for your time. Bye.
Yeah,
but it's
true. Wow.
You need to walk your talk as a coach or a mentor or consultant, whatever, because if you don't walk your talk, at the end of the day, your clients are going to feel it. And how can you help them if you don't walk your talk?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's another saying that I don't even know who said this, but I like it. It's people will value you as much as you value yourself. And so if you, on one side of the spectrum, you know, well, I don't need to learn anything. I know everything. And on the other side is, well, I'm not worth anything. I'm just me, you know? You know, so you have to value yourself.
For sure. And I mean, I recently had to start putting boundaries with certain people, and some of them resisted, but then they're treating me better now and they're more respectful because I set your boundaries. So yeah, setting boundaries are very important. And that's in all areas of your life, regardless if it's business, personal, family, whatever. You need to set boundaries, but you need to stick to those boundaries if you're putting them up, because if not, they're going to take advantage of you, and then eventually you'll be serious and they're not going to believe you're serious because you keep setting boundaries and you don't follow them.
Mm-hmm. It's the whole crying wolf thing.
Yep.
So, well, Patricia, it has been fabulous, as always, chatting with you, and you have so much, you know, insight and wisdom to share. We've covered lots of things today. I want to just thank you again for taking time out of your busy day, because I know you're a busy person. So thank you for sharing with all of us here at the Holistic Entrepreneur.
It's my pleasure, Bonnie, and thank you so much for having me once again. It's always a pleasure talking with you.
Now, I always want to remind you that the Holistic Entrepreneur is on several other internet radio stations, including TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spreaker, and, of course, Speak Up Talk Radio. So you can listen on your favorite network. Now, the easiest and quickest way to find these links is to go to my website at BonnieGressel.com. Just click on the radio show tab for the Holistic Entrepreneur, and all of the links to all the other networks are there for you. That way you don't have to go searching. The wonderful gifts from our guests can also be found at BonnieGressel.com as well. So be sure to access the gift page when you're there. Let's all pay it forward and pass on this valuable free information to others. Spread the word, and then we can reach more people. You can help by subscribing, reviewing, and, of course, sharing. Until next week, blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.